I saw her as I passed by the station, and I turned around and walked the other direction. But when I got to my house, I saw the taxi leaving. I thought, oh no, it can't be happening. Oh no, what's going on here? And when I went inside, there she was with my wife. My wife said, isn't this your old fiance? I said, yes it is. And she said, she seems so nice. Why did you ever split up with her? And I said, it was the other way around. And it was, you know. And she said, you know, she seems like a nice girl. And I said, yes, she is. And she left me and went to the big city. Not this big city, but another one in town. I said, hi, how you doing? What are you doing home? She said, my mama died. I said, I'm sorry to hear it. I liked her a lot. And she said, she liked you so much too. And she said, she liked you. She loved you more than me, I think. I said, I don't think so. She said, well, I think so then. We talked and talked and talked, and my wife talked with us. It was like we were three friends from the old days, but we never were friends then. And then she spent the night in the guest room. My wife asked me, why didn't you tell me all about her? And I said, it never came up. Said, I guess not. She must have hurt you so terribly. Said, she did. She said, you don't want to talk about it. It's okay. I said, good, because I really don't. And she gave me that look. Only wives get husbands. Said, I really want to talk about it. And I said, okay. And so we talked about it, and it still hurt. And the next morning she went on to her mama's place. I went to the funeral, and then after that she was gone.